Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the Hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
Rock Hounds made their first appearance here in Amarillo, Texas, yesterday morning and afternoon. We talk about the ballpark, and yesterday it lived up to the billing. Hodgetown is a hitter-friendly ballpark. The Rock Hounds and the Amarillo Sod Poodles combining on 7 home runs. The Rock Hounds hit 5 of them in yesterday's game, including 3 2-run home runs in a 6-run sixth inning. That turned out to be the difference in the game. But if you needed a lesson in this ballpark and things that can happen in it, the 7 home runs are one thing, of course, but the Rock Hounds never trailed. They built a 4-0 lead at one point. They made it a 10-2 game at one point, but the Sod Poodles rallied back each time and, in fact, came up with a couple of runs in the 8th, got a 2-run home run of their own in the 9th inning, and when all was said and done, the Rock Hounds defeated Amarillo by the final score of 11-9 with 7 home runs hit. And again, that is basically, I don't know if you're going to see 7 every night, but this ballpark lends itself to offense. It lends itself to having the ball get out of the ballpark, and we sure saw it yesterday afternoon. If you need a scary subplot to that, the wind was very strong yesterday. It really didn't have much to do with any of the home runs getting out. They were really well hit. Well, this evening, the wind is right to left, foul pole to foul pole, and it is, according to a couple of different sources, somewhere between 25 and 30 miles per hour. It's blowing largely outward from the press box side, so we don't really get a whole bunch of it, but it is blowing, and it is blowing hard here this evening in Amarillo. Gets your pitching matchup here in just a couple of moments. And again, second game of this set. Rock Hounds have, my goodness, a 3-game advantage in the Texas League South. Remember, I will quickly remind you, this is game number 29 of this season. We're back in 30 seconds with more. Get you the pitching matchup and baseball on the way from Amarillo when our Bud Light pregame show continues.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CY total sales.
Right-hander Royber Salinas, who is warming up right down below our broadcast location, will be the starting pitcher for the Rock Hounds in this ballgame this evening. Royber coming into the game, one of the top strikeout artists in the Texas League on the year, is the right-hander, former Atlanta Braves farmhand, came over in the Sean Murphy trade. Royber 1-1 with a 4.71 earned run average. He will make his 7th start of the season for the Rock Hounds in this one. Chad Patrick for the Amarillo Sod Poodles will make his 6th appearance. In his first 5 starts, he has had a rough go of it. Chad is 0-5, and the earned run average is at 10.20. He's given up a lot of base hits, 23 hits in 15 innings, and he's walked 10 batters on top of that. So the whip, which is sometimes just such an indicative stat, the whip at 2.20, that's basically 2-plus base runners every inning. It's tough to have success with that kind of number, but that is what Chad Patrick has. Does throw a lot of strikes. He'll strike out a little better than a batter per inning. And again, Royber Salinas, one of the top strikeout guys in the league. So that is our matchup here in game 2 of the series. Sod Poodles getting set to take the diamond. In yesterday's game, by the way, Darryl Hernandez had a 2-home run game. My goodness, he has been swinging the bats, drove in 5 runs in the game. That matched his career high, which came earlier this season. Won't even touch this stat with Darryl when he comes to the plate being a touch superstitious. But you look at Darryl Hernandez, and I'm recalling the first homestand of the season, the first six-game series. Remember, that was against Tulsa, and they may be the best team in the Texas League. But Darryl had a very quiet series, struggled at times. But in his last 16 games, starting shortly after that series, in his last 16, Darryl's hitting .379. His last 11, .432. His last five games, he is hitting .500. Again, he is one of the youngest. He is the youngest position player on the ball club. Darryl, another guy who came over in a trade, and he is a very, very interesting young prospect middle infielder and is from El Paso, as we have mentioned. Darryl Hernandez really swinging the bat, as is, and again, won't say this when he comes to the plate the first time. Brett Harris has a five-game hit streak, and in his last nine games, he is hitting .432 with an on-base percentage of more than .500. And Brett is a guy that's a great piece today in MLB.com's baseball, main baseball section. And it's a really cool one. It's just a kind of a nice prospect story, one for each franchise. And for the Oakland A's, they feature Brett Harris. And it really goes hand-in-hand with what Bobby Crosby has said about it, thinks that Brett is probably the most underrated prospect in the A's system, a guy who clearly we're not going to see all that much longer whenever playing time becomes available at AAA Las Vegas. One would think that Brett would certainly be the guy who will get the call. Zach Geloff is among those right now at AAA. So I'm guessing, not speaking for the A's, but the guess is that they want Brett to play every day or close to every day. And right now, the AA Rockhounds are the place where he can do that. But he is certainly already very worthy of punching his ticket up to AAA Las Vegas. Amarillo taking the diamond. They are doing a Copa night here. The Rockhounds are staying with the Rockhounds jerseys, but it's the pointy boots, the Amarillo, here tonight. So it's the pointy boots and the Rockhounds. We'll stick with Sod Poodles and Rockhounds for this one. The last of the Sod Poodles taking the diamond here. And again, the wind, and man, I mean, the flags are just tugging at the flagpoles. It's going to be interesting here this evening. We have a young aggregation. This thing, our Star Spangled Banner, take you downstairs. It is from a distance. That was very nicely done. Our Star Spangled Banner this evening from Hodgetown in Amarillo. By the way, it's 84 degrees, so it's not an uncomfortable evening at all. But, man, that wind is really strong, and we'll see how it will affect this ball game this evening. Roiber Salinas, right-hander for the Rockhounds. Chad Patrick heading to the mound for the Sod Poodles. This is the second game of a six-game series. Teams are playing evening games, obviously, tonight, and also tomorrow, Friday and Saturday, 7:05, and we'll wrap this thing up with a 1:05 start on Sunday afternoon. It is a one-week road trip from the Rockhounds, or for the Rockhounds. They will be back home to host the San Antonio Missions beginning next Tuesday, and that'll be a morning game. The kiddos will be on hand. Second of our safety awareness days, so a kids' day on Tuesday will start the next Rockhounds homestand, and again, that will get going on Tuesday. Hounds and the San Antonio Missions, the most prolific rivalry in Texas League history. A little history for you today. Back we come. The first pitch of the ball game on the way right after this from Amarillo, from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime,
But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
And with mostly sunny skies, have a few clouds. I guess there's some severe weather in store later tonight for the Panhandle. Hopefully that will not affect the ball game. 84 degrees, and just double-checked on the wind velocity, 28 miles an hour, according to folks who are supposed to know about such things. So here we go in Hodgetown and 28-mile-an-hour winds. You never know what's going to unfold. Cooper Bowman to lead it off for the Rockhounds. Cooper, right-handed hitting second baseman. Had an interesting morning and afternoon yesterday as he faces Chad Patrick here. Let's play some baseball. The first pitch from Patrick got there about knee-high. Called strike to Cooper. 205 batting average. Couple of home runs and 13 driven in. Patrick delivers. Cooper checks his swing. Did he go? Appeal and no, did not. One ball and one strike. Cooper went 0-for-1 yesterday in an 11-9 game. And walked his last four times. He swings and pops this one up. Left side for the first baseman, Castillo. And in the wind, he's got it for the out right down below us. Foul ball out to the first baseman. One up and one down. And the batter is Lawrence Butler. Lawrence moving to center field in this game. Butler batting in the number two spot. Now we talked about a couple of moments ago, Brett Harris will bat third and play third. Darryl Hernaez, again, well, these two guys about as hot as anybody in the league. Hernaez will bat cleanup. He is the shortstop. Pitch to Lawrence a little high, maybe inside. And again, I will remind you, that's tough to tell from here. Our angle is from the side. One ball, no strikes. Patrick's pitch swung on, and that ball hit hard in the center field. A base hit for Lawrence Butler. So a one-out single up the middle. Lawrence just 1-for-5 in yesterday's game, but the one was a two-run home run. Starts this game out with a sharp single up the middle, and he is a threat to go. Brett Harris to the plate, Darryl Hernaez on deck. Denzel Clark will bat fifth in right field, Denzel in right. J.J. Schwarz is the designated hitter. J.J. batting sixth. Jeremy Eierman at first base batting seventh. Eierman, the first baseman. Now here's Brett, one on and one man down. Takes down and away for a ball, one ball, no strikes. William Simonite will catch. He'll bat eighth. Simo behind the plate. And Michael Goldberg batting ninth and playing the nine position. Michael Goldberg in right field. One on and one down. Butler extends that lead a little bit. Not going. Pitch to Brett. Got there inside half of the plate. Fastball strike. Now it goes 1-1. Brett overall on the season at 341. Leads the Texas League in on-base percentage. Right-handed hitter waits. Stretch in pitch by Patrick. Got a rip at it and fouled it back, did Brett. One ball and two strikes to count. 341 batting average, three home runs, a team leading, 23 runs batted in to go with him. Outstanding defensive third baseman, too. We were recounting here his wonderful play a year ago. Toss to first base will get Lawrence Butler back to the bag. Play at Momentum Bank Ballpark, in which Brett chased a high pop foul over to the third base dugout, made the catch, went over the railing, backside over Appetite, was named the best defensive play in minor league baseball last year. Swing sends a high fly ball, popped up shallow center. It'll be the second baseman Bliss who will fall that in. Boy, angles are tough to tell here who was going to make that play. Pop out. So Brett handled very easily this time. Two men down in the inning. And here's Darryl Hernaez. One on and two men down. Yet for Chad Patrick, he's given up 23 base hits in 15 innings coming into this game. So that double-digit ERA, and boy, he'd like to whittle that down in this game. Long set by the right-hander. Pitch is swung on, foul back. Darryl had a rip. Comes up with a foul ball straight back to the screen. 0-1 the count. Patrick, in his 15 innings, does have 19 strikeouts. He's walked 10 batters. Right-hander delivers big swing and a miss. Boy, Hernandez chased that one up and maybe out of the zone. The count quickly now, 0-2 to Darryl. So one on, two out. And an 0-2 count. May as well ask for timeout. Steps back in. Boy, takes a big, deep breath, does Darryl. Wheels the bat around one time. He's ready. Patrick with the sleeves of the uniform bristling in the breeze with a stretch in the pitch and a swing and a miss. He got him. So Patrick with that high ERA, but with one man on and one man out, he gets the two hottest hitters on the Rockhounds team, and boy, have to be two of the hottest in all of AA, and Brett Harris and Darryl Hernandez. But this time they are retired on a pop-out and a strikeout. So we played a half an inning in this, the second game of the set. Village Car Wash score, the Rockhounds nothing. And against right-hander Roiber Salinas, the Sod Poodles are coming to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Hey fans, do you know your mud hens from your trash pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Rockhounds come up empty in the top half of the first, so it's the Sod Poodles. They will send the leading hitter in AA baseball to the dish to lead things off. Ryan Bliss, second baseman. Tell you how good this guy is. He went 2-for-5 yesterday. Had a couple of doubles. 2-for-5, of course, on any given day. That's a 400 average. He went 2-for-5, and his average did not budge. 385. Man, when you have to go better than 2-for-5 to bump up your average, you're hitting the ball well. Swings to the first pitch. High fly ball. Now the wind is really blowing. Going out is Lawrence Butler. He's going to watch it, and that ball is gone. Ryan Bliss got it up in the air, his fifth home run of the season, and that is a wind-blown home run. That's the power alley in left field, which is ridiculously small to begin with, but boy, you add obviously a fairly well-hit ball. You had 28 miles an hour wind, and no doubt that ball gone. It's 1-0 Sod Poodles on one pitch. So Bliss jumps on the first delivery from Roiber Salinas. Left fielder. Have two right fielders listed on the roster. How about that? Nobody noticed that until right now. Salinas delivers at 96, a called strike to Jordan Lawler. Rockhounds lineup has two right fielders, and nobody said a word the entire afternoon. Pitch up high for a ball, one ball, one strike. That's Michael Goldberg in left. Denzel Clark is in right. So it was Michael and Lawrence Butler converging at the wall, but all they could do was stand and watch as that ball got out. Foul back. And the count 1-2 to Jordan Lawler. He is the shortstop. Right-handed hitter. He will take his time right here. 187 the batting average. So Bliss, that quickly, one pitch, one swing, one drive, and the Sod Poodles have the advantage. Roiber's pitch. That is that deflect off. It all kicks diagonally. I guess it was off, maybe off Simo's glove. Two balls, two strikes. No foul ball there. Lawler swings, ground ball, third base. Two hops to Brett Harris. His throw is in time for the out. Boy, that wind, and we talked about it, of course, at home in West Texas, but that wind will affect everything today. It's really hitting that. They provide us with a nice downstairs microphone here in Amarillo, but boy, that's getting knocked all over the place by the breeze. So, nobody on, one man down, Robbie Enriquez. It looks like Roby, it's R-O-B-Y, but pronounced Robbie. Enriquez is the right fielder. He swings at the first pitch. He fouls it back, and it's 0-1. Enriquez in right batting in the three spot. Adrian Del Castillo is the catcher. He'll bat cleanup. Del Castillo behind the plate. Davison De Los Santos will bat fifth and play the five spot. De Los Santos at third base. Pitch, called strike. Got there knee high, 0-2. Tim Tawa moves to left field, batting in the sixth spot. Tawa is in left. Nick D'Alessandro in center field, batting seventh. D'Alessandro. Nathie Castillo at first base, batting eighth. Castillo is at first. Salinas with a kick. Reuber's delivering. That ball's hard hit. Line drive right field. Butler coming on. He'll make the catch coming in toward the infield. Line drive to Lawrence. That's a well-hit ball. Two men down in the inning, and here's Adrian Del Castillo. Jared Watkins is the DH. He'll round out the Amarillo lineup. This Wednesday evening, game two. Bliss, Lawler, and Enriquez. Del Castillo, De Los Santos, and Tawa. Alessandro, Castillo, and Watkins. Weber's pitch runs up high to Del Castillo, the catcher. Adrian, a left-handed hitter. Take this, swing and a miss, and a strike one, a ball, and a strike to count to Del Castillo. Ryan Bliss, the home run, is fifth, RBI number 20. Well, it did not take long. Pitch is down and in for a ball, two balls and one strike. Mentioned Hounds never trailed yesterday. Greg Dykeman homered in the second inning. And then Darryl Hernandez, a big three-run home run in the third. So the Hounds led 4-0, never trailed. But, boy, he could just never pull away. Swinging a foul back out of play, 2-2. And understand that is very typical of the Sod Poodles. Their ball club doesn't go away easily. And the Rockhounds have really shown themselves to be that kind of a team as well. And this park, again, rallies anything from just the home run, as we saw right there with the wind blowing as it is. It's a rally type of ballpark. A swing and a foul back, 2-2. The dimensions, the wind, thin air, of course, as well. A little bit thinner than back home in West Texas. And just something about the yard that lends itself to lots of runs being scored. Pitch inside for a ball, 3-2. It's a lot of elements, of course. So a full count to Del Castillo. Salinas pitching from the shadows, home plate in shadows. A fastball swung on and missed, 96, and he elevated it. So Reuber comes back with a strikeout to end the inning, but Ryan Bliss puts the Sod Poodles on the board with a solo home run on the first pitch of the inning. So after one in Amarillo, our Village Car Wash score, the Sod Poodles won, the Rockhounds nothing.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch chicken strip sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for three crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds, but this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch chicken strip sandwich, just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment, as much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Denzel Clark will lead it off for the Rockhounds. Right-handed hitter, he is the right fielder. He is the only right fielder, we have now learned. Takes a called strike over the inside half, perhaps, and a count 0-1 to Denzel. And we've determined that Bobby really didn't have two right fielders. Swinging a foul back, and it's 0-2. Denzel, then J.J. Schwarz, and Jeremy Ironman. Here in the Rocktown second, Amarillo leading it by the score of 1-0. Well, that win is absolutely a whip, and pitches up high for a ball, one ball and one strike. Love that downstairs microphone, but it's getting the stuff beaten out of it. Maybe they might be, I think they're working on it a little bit downstairs. Trying to cover it up a little bit. Pitch misses here. Two balls, two strikes to Denzel. Right-hand hitter bounces this one. Foul count goes 2-2. Denzel's at 333. And, of course, most guys would give you their per diem to have that. But Denzel has also kind of bumped into reality of late. Takes just down and away for a ball. Full count, 3-2. Of course, he got off to that start that was just absolutely sensational. He's hitless in three games now. He's 0-for-12. Swings and rips this one right at second base. Oh, my goodness. Ryan Bliss caught that ball. That was an absolute laser. Boy, he ripped it, but Denzel retired. One man down. Here's J.J. Schwarz. J.J., the designated hitter in this game. 296, a home run. 236. I'm working for you, J.J. I'm working for you, man. One home run, 10 driven in. Takes down and away for ball one, a ball and no strikes. Delivery to the right-hand hitter is up and in for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Country baseball's already been played, by the way, today in the Texas League, and at least one or two of the games kind of notable. Here's the pitch to J.J. Well, that just missed from here. Really tough to tell. Off the plate somehow. Might have been in. Again, inside, outside. That's just from an angle tough to really get a look at. The pitch is a called strike here, and it's 3-1. Corpus Christi in San Antonio were rained out yesterday. Big swing and a miss. J.J. comes up empty, 3-2. They're meeting for the second time this year. They were rained out a couple of times in Corpus Christi the first time they met, including the Sunday finale, so they've got one game to make up anyway. Then they were rained out yesterday. So the Hooks and the Missions will play 8 games in 5 days. Wow, playing a doubleheader today. Swing and a miss, and J.J. out on strikes. Now for Chad Patrick, this has to feel awfully good. Again, we said he averages about a strikeout an inning, a little bit over that. And he's done that here, but he's given up a lot of hits, a lot of runs, a lot of damage, but not so far. Just the base hit by Lawrence Butler, and of course the line drive by Denzel, but it was caught. Quickly, two down for Jeremy Ironman. Check, swing fooled on that one, and that's a check swing strike 0-1. So Corpus wins the first game, 5-2 is the score in San Antonio. We'll play another one tonight, foul ball. That'll get out of play off to our left, 0-2. You know, still have to play. Let's see, were they playing 8 games in 5 days? Does that sound right? Pitch down and away for a ball, one ball and two strikes. Bottom line, they're going to see a lot of one another over the next 4 or 5 days are the Hooks and the Missions. Tulsa continued. They got a great start, just tremendous start to the year. Pitch misses to Jeremy, 2-2. The Drillers shut out Springfield, 3-0 at 1-0 Field in Tulsa today. Drillers in Arkansas, top of the league pretty much. Swinging a high foul ball out of play left side. Those two have the top overall records in the league. Tulsa coming in today 18-10. They're now 19-10. Arkansas 17-11. Rockhound 16-12. Third best in the league. Swinging strike three. Jeremy Ironman, out on strikes. And for Chad Patrick, boy, clearly the strongest start for him to open a ball game on the year, as he has struck out three batters, just one base hit. over the first two innings of work. So that 10.20 ERA, you can basically crinkle that one up and throw it right into the round pile. An inning and a half in the books. So Village Car Wash score, Amarillo 1 and the Rockhounds nothing.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. On Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price, made possible by Focus Care of West Texas. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Sod Poodles won, the Rockhounds nothing to the bottom half of the second. Here is Davison De Los Santos homered in yesterday's game. Got the Sod Poodles within 11-9 in the ninth inning. He'll lead it off. Tim Tawa will bat second, and Nick D'Alessandro, center fielder, will bat third. Mentioned the game's going on. Texas League today, Tulsa 3-0 over Springfield. The Drillers, and of course, the Rockhounds played Tulsa, their second series of the season, first homestand, and saw firsthand. That's a good ball club. De Los Santos takes up, well, got the inside edge under the letters 0-1. De Los Santos kind of leaning back, but called strike. And a wild game today in Frisco, Texas. Pitch swung on, fouled straight back, 0-2. De Los Santos hit 208, three home runs, including yesterday. Wichita beat Frisco 16-8. At Riders Field, pitch up high for a ball. It's 1-2. 24 runs, 34 hits in that game. Wichita had 18 and the Riders had 16, but Wichita winner over Frisco. Pitch high and tight, ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Mentioned the Rockhounds at 16-12. That's a three-game lead over both Amarillo and Frisco. Pitch fouled back. Count stays 2-2 to De Los Santos. Corpus Christi and San Antonio entered the day four games back with a couple of games to make up, which they will do this week, weather allowing in San Antonio. Pitch low and outside, ball three, 3-2 now from Roiber. Former Braves farmhand making his seventh start of the year, 21 innings, 18 hits coming in. This pitch, no, up and away, ball four. So that is a frustrating base on balls. That was an 0-2 count. It turned into a 3-2 walk. One on, nobody out for Tim Tawa. Tawa at 213, three home runs, 14 driven in. Roiber in his first 21 innings, 33 strikeouts and 8 bases on balls. Big right-hander delivers on, oh, that's in the dirt, and that's going to bound away, and on the wild pitch, that puts a runner in scoring position. So 1-0 and a runner at second. Defensively for the Rockhounds in this game, Michael Goldberg, we have now determined, is officially the left fielder. Lawrence Butler is in center. Denzel Clark is in right. Salinas with a pitch, a swing and a foul tip off Tawa's glove, and off the glove then of catcher William Simonite, a foul tip, one ball, one strike. Brett Harris and Daryl Hernandez on the left side of the infield. Cooper Bowman is at second, Jeremy Ironman at first. Simo behind the plate. And with a 1-1 pitch, here's Roiber Salinas now with a runner in scoring position and a ball well hit. Deep left center field, that's got a chance, and that's going to find the wall. Michael will make the play, but that will be a stand-up. Nope, they get a sliding double. RBI, 2-0 Sod Poodles. Well hit ball by Tawa. That was a line drive, so the wind really couldn't help it in terms of pushing it all that much. Line drive just clipped the top of the wall, deep left center field. RBI for Tawa, his 15th of the season, and it is a 2-0 game. So the walk leads to a run, and the batter is Nick D'Alessandro. right-handed hitting center fielder, outstanding defender. Bluff move to second base by Roiber. Nick hitting just 190, no home runs, two driven in. Now cheating in the third is Brett Harris. Rockhounds reset the defense a little bit. D'Alessandro takes down and away for a ball, 1-0. Cooper Bowman shading up the middle at second base. Now backs off a little bit. Pitch to D'Alessandro, a high strike, and it's one ball and one strike. With one on, nobody out, one run in. Sod Poodles take the early lead in this one. D'Alessandro, a guy who can run a little bit as well. Swings it out, a line drive to center field, a base hit. And let's see, Lawrence Butler will make the play. Runner coming home. Throw will not be in time. And it gets away. And down to second goes D'Alessandro. We'll see. That may be an error. RBI single. Boy, D'Alessandro really ripped that ball up the middle. The throw was up the third base line. And Simon and I tried to block it. But when he did, it got away from him a little bit, and D'Alessandro got to second base. So D'Alessandro with an RBI single. And again, a runner in scoring position. So a walk and a wild pitch, a double, and a single compounded by it. I imagine that'll be an error. I'm going to wait for the electronic version here. They do have an in-house PA here, but it's very tough to hear it sometimes. But the Sod Poodles are on top now, 3-0 in this ballgame. D'Alessandro with his third ribby. Again, he runs really well. We'll see if he might be trying to steal a base. The batter is Nathie Castillo. He is the first baseman. Salinas delivers, and that's down the middle, but maybe a bit high. One ball and no strikes. May not charge an error there. To be honest, I don't think Nick moved up until that ball got away. Pitched to the inside edge, a called strike 1-1. But it appears it will simply be a single, and he will go to second base on the throw. In any event, runner in scoring position, still nobody out. 1-1 to Castillo. Roiber's pitch way on credit, and just split that bat down the barrel. Wow. You know, I use that term every once in a while because you see it, but, well, I mean, that almost the length of it from the handle to the tip of the barrel split absolutely in half. One ball, two strikes to count. It's one you'd like to see one of those fancy network replays up way close and personal. Now, they're following the bat into the dugout to get a look at it on camera. Well, that's not easy to do. Foul tip right off the end of the bat. And it split down the length of the barrel all the way to the handle. Just got a good look on the camera at Nathie Castillo, and he said something to William Simon, a big smile on his face. New baseball bat, one ball, two strikes. D'Alessandro takes the lead. Pitch is bounced foul. Count stays one ball, two strikes, so for Roiber Salinas, a rough welcome here in Hodgetown. Now, they're showing it again on TV in the dugout. Bat Boy is holding the two pieces of Bat Boy. I have never seen that. That is absolutely split in two. Delivery swung on and missed, and after all of that, Castillo is out on strikes. First out of the inning on the second strikeout of the game for Roiber. Two men down. Here's Jared Watkins. Watkins is the designated hitter in this game. Did not see him in yesterday's series opener. Jared, an infielder by trade. Runner bluffs, doesn't go. Salinas just missing. Count one ball, no strikes. Top of the order, Ryan Bliss on deck. On the first pitch he saw in this ballgame, he drove it out of the yard, gave the Sod Poodles a 1-0 lead. Swinging a pop-up, left side. Brett Harris giving a great effort to try to get this. It's going to get just out of play. Michael Goldberg goes a mile and a half to try to get after that. Good effort by both guys. Foul ball out of play. And it's one ball, one strike. Jared Watkins has played in one game. He's been to the plate one time. He's batting 1,000 with a triple and two runs driven in. Well, that's making yourself welcome. Left-handed hitter rocking that bat a little bit. Swings and sends a high fly ball to right. If it's there, it's gone. High and deep, and it's got a chance. No, going to get into the corner. And I think that ball, and it was tough to see in the corner, Denzel Clark pursuing it, and I believe that ball bounced over the bullpen fence. Yeah, it did, so it's a ground rule double. D'Alessandro scores. Boy, and just that quickly, activity will begin in the Rockhounds bullpen early on here as Roiber Salinas really struggling. So Jared Watkins with an RBI ground rule double, right field corner. And it is now 4-0 Amarillo. And here's the guy who started it with a home run. Bliss takes a high strike on the inside edge, 0-1. How about Jared Watkins' start? He's 2-for-2 with a double, a triple, and three runs driven in. Ryan Bliss, right-handed hitter, 385 average ground ball, sharply hit, and that is a fair ball past a diving Brett Harris. Down into the left field corner it goes, all the way down the line. That'll drive home a run. Sod Poodles are off to a tremendous start here. It's 5-0, and Ryan Bliss already has a home run and an RBI double. So the Hounds bullpen will get to work here. And for Roiber, it has been a rough outing. And here comes Chris Smith out of the dugout to have a Jack Durbin Feltman warming up for the Hounds right down below us. So Chris Smith will have a conversation, but boy, the first 10 batters up in this ballgame, six of them have reached. Roiber retired. The man at the plate now, Jordan Lawler. You got Lawler, Robbie Enriquez, and Adrian Castillo in order to end the first after the Ryan Bliss double. But here, in the second inning, the only out, the strikeout of Nathy Castillo. The walk to De Los Santos, RBI double Tawa, RBI single to Alessandro, RBI double Watkins, and an RBI double for Bliss. So here's Lawler now, 5-0 score. Runner will go. Pitch is swung on and fouled away. Or is it not? No, excuse me. Nope. Foul tip. Held on to, and it'll be a stolen base. So Ryan Bliss, it's his ninth steal of the year in 13 attempts. Puts a runner at third, and that forces the infield in. It is an 0-1 count to Lawler, but the runner does get to third. Backup pitch called strike, and it's 0-2 to the Sod Poodle shortstop. Jordan hitting 187. He has five home runs, 14 driven in. Bliss at third base with one man down. Infield in. Pitch to Lawler inside for a ball, 1-2. Well, this is a ballpark, again, that lends itself to run scoring, but boy, the baseballs have been very hard hit. Swinging that ball hit into center field. Lawrence Butler will make the catch, but Bliss, I would think, would score easily the throw. And boy, that's a great throw to the plate. That's got a chance. They got him. My goodness, Lawrence Butler with a tremendous throw from center field. That is an 8-2 double play. And that is through a cross breeze of sorts. So a big inning for the Sod Poodles, but it finishes with a terrific throw from Lawrence Butler in center field. They're giving a quick replay on that, and boy, first of all, correct call, no question about it, and my goodness, what a throw through 28 miles an hour of wind. But the Sod Poodles have erupted here, a four spot in the inning, and after two complete Village Car Wash scores, Sod Poodles 5, Rockhounds nothing.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at Widener.com.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
William Simonite will lead it off for the Rockhounds. We go to the top of the third. Sod Poodles 5, Hounds nothing. As Simo takes ball 1. A big swing and a miss and a 1-0 offering. And count goes 1-1. Boy, you look at this game from the standpoint of the Sod Poodles starter, Chad Patrick, who delivers high and in here 2-1. He has had a really rough go of it in 23. He's 0-5 with a 10.2 ERA, but he's had two very good innings, and his team has now backed him with 5 runs. The line drive by Simonite into right center field. That will get down for a base hit. Just past the glove of Enriquez, the right fielder. Simonite loses the batting helmet, that hair flying in the breeze as he stands up at second base with a double. William Simonite double into the gap in right center. Enriquez made a really good effort to get there, almost tracked it down. But the doggone ball, got by him, and it is a double in the gap to right center field. So Simo on with the Rockhounds' second base hit of the game. And here's Michael Goldberg. He is the left fielder. Michael at 288. He's 14 driven in on the season. Swings and misses at a breaking pitch. Count 0-1. Top of the order, Cooper Bowman on deck for the Hounds in the third. Hounds have some work to do. Goldberg waits. Pitch to Michael. Went just up, maybe a little bit in. Tough to tell from here. 1-1. Patrick gives a long look out of the runner at second base. Now turns his attention home. A second glance at second. Pitch swung on and hit in the air to right field. Enriquez is right there. He's got it for the out. Simonite, of course, will not tag. Ball not very deep into right field. So fly ball out. One man down. And here's Cooper Bowman now. Second time through the order for the Rockhounds. Cooper fouled out the first base. His first time up. Mentioned the day he had yesterday. Went out in his first at bat. And then walked 4 consecutive times thereafter. Stole 2 bases. So his total now at 17, leading the league. Simonite the lead. Pitch to Cooper. Strike right down the middle. A high strike at that. 0-1 count. Chad Patrick went to Louisville University, originally drafted by the Yankees in 2021. And he was a fourth, excuse me, I beg your pardon. Just talking about Cooper, I beg your pardon. Called strike, and it's 0-2. He faces Chad Patrick here. Cooper coming over in the Frankie Montas deal a year ago. Fourth rounder by the Yankees in 21. Again, talking here about Cooper. Oh, and he knew that. Took that pitch. A pitch on the inside part of the plate called third strike. So this time he will walk away quickly. 2 men down. Boy, Chad Patrick with a nice sequence of pitches right there. And Cooper up and down on 3. Lawrence Butler to the plate. He's had a heck of a game already. Line drive single. And he has an outfield assist on a terrific throw from center at the plate. Pitch down low for ball 1, 1-0. And the guy he got trying to score is Ryan Bliss, and he is fast. Doing that wind. Looks like it's backed off slightly, but when I say backed off, we started just short of 30 miles an hour wind in this game. Takes again. Tough to tell where that missed from here. Two balls, no strikes. William Simonite, leadoff double, but he is still there with two men down. Butler, left-handed hitter. Homered yesterday. Takes. Boy, that just missed. Ball three. Three balls, no strikes. Lawrence had one of the three two-run home runs. In a six-run sixth inning yesterday for the Hounds. 3-0 to Butler. Patrick looks in for the sign. Lawrence had a quick reset. He asked for his timeout. So now the right-hander set. Patrick's pitch. Boy, swing and a miss on the 3-0. Lawrence with a green light. Count goes 3-1. Lawrence at 294 coming into this game. Very upright stance. Points that bat straight to the sky. He waits. Tempted. Didn't go. Pitch up. Ball four. Well, that's the first walk of the game, and that's notable. Amarillo pitching in their last seven games, their last 13 games have averaged, here's the number seven, they have averaged seven walks per game over their last 13. That is 91. And basically that is 40 walks more than any other team in the Texas League in that stretch. And how somebody knows that, I have no idea. Pitch a called strike in the knees to Brett Harris. Brett popped out to second, his first time up. Two men on and two men out. Rockhounds would love to cut into this 5-0 deficit. Runners their leads. Pitch to Brett, and he popped it up, and it is playable. I think first base side, Castillo, long run on. He made the catch right on the railing for the out. Right on the railing of the Rockhounds dugout, a tremendous catch by Nafe Castillo to end this inning. Well, we talked about the catch Brett made against Amarillo last year. Of course, that was even better, but boy, this one was awfully good. In this breeze, watching again right at the railing and reached up and made the catch and then bent over the railing of the first base dugout. So the Rockhounds get a couple of men on base, but nothing to go with it. So the middle of the third, and Roiber Salinas going back to the mound in what has been a tough evening for him. Village Car Wash score, Amarillo 5, and the Rockhounds nothing.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center, but there's much more. For lunch in an unforgettable setting, visit the cafe at the Gardens, open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2. And the market at the Gardens is open on the first Saturday of every month from now to October. Aldridge also features patio furniture, home decor, and a gift shop with 17,000 square feet of unique items and gifts. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Imagine you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Bottom half of the third inning, Robbie Enriquez will lead it off. Adrian Del Castillo and Davison De Los Santos to follow for Amarillo. Roiber Salinas back to the mound. He's given up five runs on five base hits in this game. Right-hander delivers to Enriquez and sends it up high for a ball. One ball and no strikes. From Hilliard Office Solutions, here's the 1-0. Down and in at the shoe tops, ball 2-2-0. It isn't facts that we will deal with, but sometimes opinion is kind of an interesting thing. And Will Leach of MLB.com had a cool article today. Ground ball sharply hit at first, but handled by Jeremy Eierman. He says he will take it himself. He's a man of his word. He gets there for the out. One man down for Adrian Del Castillo. Will Leach focusing on seven teams that made the big league playoffs a year ago and are, to some degree at least, and some to a large degree, really struggling. And he offered kind of a good news, bad news, best outcome, worst outcome scenario for each. Del Castillo takes a strike, and it's 0-1. Adrian struck out swinging his first time, takes way up and in. That was 94. So one ball, one strike. So we'll give you the seven teams he talked about and see if you can guess which two he thinks will get there after all and which two have little or no chance. Pitch up high, 2-1. Of course, as he said, it's early. It's only May 10th. Pitch is swung on and popped in the air. Foul ball, left side. Hounds give a look, but it's going that way, and the wind is pushing again at 25 or so, so that ball will get way out of play. Wind is right to left. Foul pole to foul pole. A little bit outward, maybe. 2-2 to Del Castillo. De Los Santos waits on deck. Pitch swung on and missed. Got him again with a kind of pitch at 88 miles an hour. So got him on a high fastball last time and gets him off speed here with a swinging strike three. Third strikeout for Roiver. Two at the expense of Adrian Del Castillo. And here is Davison De Los Santos. Third baseman walked and later scored his first time. And takes ball one here. That started a four-run inning. Ryan Bliss, solo home run, bottom of the first. Stretch and pitch down and away ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Roiver, that fastball peaking at 94 to 96 miles an hour. De Los Santos waits, 2-0 pitch. High in the air, shallow right, Jeremy Ironman. In fact, the wind is going to send this back to basically the bag. Don't know, they didn't indicate fair or foul on that play, but a pop-out, I will guess, in foul ground to Jeremy Ironman. A little pop-up in the wind, and boy, the wind knocked it down. So, for Roiber Salinas, tip of the cap, he gets a 1-2-3 inning after a four-run second inning for the Sod Poodles. Three innings complete. I'll give you the numbers in this game and that little bit of trivia on the way as well. After three complete, game number two of a six-game series in Amarillo, Village Car Wash score, Sod Poodles 5, and the Rock Counts nothing.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal, to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog, because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summer is brought your way by Oxy.
Sod Poodles wasted no time this evening. Ryan Bliss, first batter up, bottom half of the first inning. First pitch he saw, drove it out of here. He hit it well. I would think that was probably a double without the wind, but then again, he got it out of here, and it was a well-hit ball. The wind is strong, and Bliss got the Sod Poodles off to a fast start. Rockhounds open this inning with a bunt attempt, third baseline, and that is a foul ball. Good idea by Darryl Hernandez. Pushed it up the third baseline, and De Los Santos kind of tracked it, and when the ball was just barely over the line, he swatted it away with the glove. So it's a foul ball after a good bunt attempt by Hernandez. Bliss's home run in the bottom of the first, and then the Sod Poodles get four in the second. Hernandez swings, loops one right field, it'll hang up on the move, and that ball's going to drop just in front of Enriquez for a base hit. Darryl Hernandez, a little inside-out swing, and a soft line drive toward the right field line. Enriquez was charging in. Looked like he might have had a shot at it, but nope, it dropped in front of him. Not any chance to eventually make that play. Third base hit for the Rockhounds in this game. Sod Poodles sent seven men to the plate in the second inning, four of them scoring. Taking down low is Denzel Clark. He's 0 for 1, but ripped at a line drive to second base. So including that base hit for Darryl Hernandez, Rockhounds no runs, three hits. Amarillo five runs, five hits. Darryl the lead. Pitch to Denzel, called strike, one ball and one strike. J.J. Schwarz on deck, top half of inning number four. Pitch by Patrick, popped in the air, and that's near home plate. Giving a look is Del Castillo. Does he have room near the screen? Yeah, he got it. Well, it's a nice catch in this wind. But Denzel Clark pops out. Catcher Del Castillo with a really nice catch. Again, the breeze looks like it's back up to that 25 to 30 range. So anything hit in the air gets to be a job and an adventure. J.J. Schwarz the batter. And one on and one man down. Sod Poodles got an RBI double from Tim Tawa, RBI single Nick D'Alessandro, RBI double Jared Watkins, and an RBI double another ribby for Bliss in that four-run second inning. It's down low to J.J., one ball and no strikes. Teams meet the next three evenings at 7:05 and then Sunday afternoon at 1:05. Six-game series, of course. Pitch up high for a ball, two balls, no strikes. Rockhounds come into this game 16-12, three games up on the Sod Poodles and the Frisco Rough Riders. Frisco lost today big time to Wichita at home, did the Riders. Pitch a called strike, 93-mile-an-hour delivery, and it's 2-1. J.J. set. Hernandez, who does run some, is on at first. The pitch just outside. Count goes 3-1. Three balls and one strike. And for Chad Patrick, he has certainly been a story in this game. Chad, who came in 0-5 with a 10.20 ERA in five starts. Pitch down and away, and that's ball four. So first and second. Again, the Rockhounds with an opportunity here. Had a couple of base runners in the third, including a leadoff double from William Simonite, but could not take advantage. Chad Patrick, a fourth rounder drafted by the Arizona Diamondbacks, the parent club, the big league affiliate of the Sod Poodles. Drafted out of Purdue Northwest in the state of Indiana. The right-hander in his third professional season. Had a tour of the Diamondbacks system, much of it anyway, three stops last year, including the Arizona complex. Called strike to Jeremy Ironman. Jeremy has strikeout his first time up. Two on, one man down, 5-0 Amarillo in the fourth inning. Field entirely in shadows now. Light starting to take effect. Have a little bit of a cloud cover. Delivery to Jeremy, a little bit behind it, fouled it back. Count goes 0-2. William Simonite waits on deck. Chad Patrick last year really combined, made 13 appearances, so he was somewhat limited. Missed some of the season, but had a very good 3.30 ERA, earned the promotion to Double A. Pitched down and away for a ball, and it's 1-2. Games in the Arizona Complex League, and then the California League, which is now Single A, and the Advanced A Midwest League. Actually, Northwest League is where they have their Advanced A. Hillsboro, the Hops. Hillsboro, Oregon. Swinging a foul back, 1-2. And boy, tonight has to feel, at least so far for Chad, awfully good. That has two men on and one man down. His club has given him a five-run advantage. Pitch to Jeremy, fouled back, and it's still 1-2, so Ironman doing battle here. Jeremy 0-1 with the strikeout, as mentioned, has that personal string going. He'd like to continue. On the year, right at 250. That's a pretty solid number considering the start he had of the year. A swing and a miss. Patrick gets it. You said one thing about Chad Patrick, the ERA was high, number of hits high, the whip over 2, but still was striking out better than a batter per inning, so he can certainly get that done. So here is William Simonite, who was just greeted with a rather rude cheer, or jeer, takes a called strike, and it's 0-1. So 2-on and 2-man down. Again, Rockhounds with an opportunity in the third and again here in the fourth, but Chad Patrick has escaped so far. Pitch to Simon. He pops that one foul. I think we'll get out of play. And it will. It'll find its way over toward one of the luxury suites here. This ballpark opening in 2019, and it's still pretty much the talk of the town. Really is. Amarillo had had Texas League Baseball prior, but boy, it's a whole new deal. Pitch, and that's a call. Third strike one. Simo knew it almost before the call was made. Boy, Chad Patrick, that is just perfectly spotted. Knee high, a little bit of movement on the outside part of the plate. 90-plus, and out is Simo, and the Rockhounds again missing an opportunity. No runs on the hit, no errors, and again, a couple of men are left on base. So to the bottom half of the fourth inning we go. On the strength of that four-run second inning, Zodboodle's in command of this one early. Village Car Wash score, Amarillo 5, Rockhounds nothing.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CUI total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sundance Creek in Midland, a Western vibe and modern comforts combined with resort-style indulgence. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Tim Cowa leads it off, takes up high from ball one. Bottom of the fourth, Amarillo 5, Rockhounds nothing. Cowa with a swing and a miss at the 1-0 from Roiber Salinas. One ball, one strike. Roiber with a 1-2-3 third after the fourth inning in particular, a tough one. This delivery swung on, hit high in the air to left field. Wind is pushing, but Goldberg has room. Boy, that ball a lot of air and a high fly ball to left. He's gloved by Michael Goldberg, one man down. And the batter, Nick D'Alessandro, RBI single and later scored a run. So Roiber Salinas, boy, has an Oakland A's colored baseball glove. It is green leather with yellow or gold trim. Pitch to the outside corner, called strike, 0-1. D'Alessandro waits, takes, that's just down and away for a ball. One ball and one strike. Mention this about Nick, his dad Mark, member of the Midland Angels in the early 90s. Pitch up high for a ball, two balls and one strike. That, of course, is a little scary, but also cool. Well, Nick's got a beard working, too. Be a hockey player. Hard hit ball up the middle, and Cooper Bowman slides, makes the play, throws, and he got it. What a play by Cooper Bowman. D'Alessandro runs really well. That was a ball hit back up the middle. Cooper Bowman made a sliding stop, and, man, that is no easy play. The guys in the Amarillo booth nodding at that. I mean, D'Alessandro is fast. Let me get a second look at that. Boy, that was right over the bag. He slides, pops up, actually kind of set himself just for an extra split second to get a lot on the throw, and that was sensational stuff by Cooper. The batter is Nathan Castillo. He takes ball one. Tremendous defensive play. Pitch will get there. Good off-speed pitch this time at 85, and the count is one ball, one strike. And nobody on, two out, thanks to some nifty glove work up the middle by Cooper. Pitch, boy, it got there. That was interesting. Castillo turned away from that pitch. I think from our angle, it's tough to tell where it was, but it was a called strike. So Lumnus sets, delivers, and that ball hit high in the air, a pop foul. Brett Harris giving a look that I think will run out of room down the third baseline. He sure does. One ball, two strikes. Talking about an article today, Will Leach from MLB.com in our Billiard Office Solutions trivia. I meant to give you the seven teams. There are seven clubs that are off to very slow starts, relatively, and of course in a some slower than others. Pitch just down and away. But they were all in the playoffs a year ago. And so Will's question is, even as early as May 10th, is it panic time? And I give you the seven teams, and he says that two are basically done. And two he thinks will make it. There's a swing and a miss. And Roybert, you have to tip the cap to him. He's retired the last seven in a row. He's gotten really good defensive help a couple of times, especially in that inning from Cooper Bowman. But a 1-2-3 inning, so settling in the ballpark in which settling in is not all that easy. Four strikeouts in the game for Roybert Salinas. We'll go to the top half of the fifth with our Village Car Wash score remaining. The Sod Poodles 5 and the Rockhounds nothing.
If you love H-E-B but don't always have the time for shopping at H-E-B, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry pick the produce. Get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My HEB app today and start shopping at HEB, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from add-in store. See HEB.com for details.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
From Amarillo, Texas, it is a 5-0 Sod Poodles lead. The Rockhounds winning the opener of this series yesterday, 11-9. In the top of the fifth, it'll be 9-1-2 in the order. Michael Goldberg will lead it off. Cooper Bowman and Lawrence Butler to follow. The seven teams Will Leach is talking about today on MLB.com. And again, whether is it panic time? Can they change course and reach the playoffs? These teams all made it a year ago. The Cardinals, the Mariners, first time in a while, the Phillies, the Yankees, Guardians, Mets, and Astros. And they are all, to a degree, struggling. It's high for a ball to Michael Goldberg. And Will does a lot of research in some of that. And of course, it's not just opinion. The swing and a pop-up will be over our heads and out of play. 1-1 to Michael. He utilizes, for example, the folks at FanGraphs, who are remarkable statisticians. And of course, they put so much, it's not just opinion, into what they spin out. Pitch high for a ball, 2-1. So we'll do a little analysis and got some data behind it. It's down, away, and back to the screen, 3-1. So of these seven teams, there are two that he thinks are going to be just fine, and two that he thinks might be anything but fine and won't make the playoffs. Cardinals, Mariners, Phillies, Yankees, Guardians, Mets, and Astros. Here's a swing and a miss. It's 3-2. There are three of them he thinks are probably somewhere in the middle. The swing and a hard hit ball deflected off Chad Patrick, the pitcher, and that will go as a base hit for Goldberg. couldn't tell where that got Chad, but Michael Goldberg with a base hit. Again, the Rockhounds with Roiber Salinas having retired six in a row. The Hounds have had two men on in each of the last two innings, have a leadoff single here, but have not yet been able to put anything together. Activity now will begin in the Amarillo bullpen down the third baseline. Top of the order, third time through, and here's Cooper Bowman. Again, Chad Patrick, boy, this evening has been a ray of light in his season. Cooper takes up and in for a ball, 1-0. Cooper is fouled out to the first baseman, Castillo, and struck out looking a three-pitch whip his last time up. And a terrific play just a moment ago at second base. Stretching pitch by Patrick down and away. One count, two balls, no strikes, 2-0. I will tell you this, Will Leach thinks that Mariners are kind of borderline. Phillies are borderline. He thinks they have a chance. Pitch called strike, 2-1. And he says the Guardians, who play, of course, in the AL Central, thinks that'll still be a two-team race between the Twins and the Guardians. So those three teams, thinks Cleveland has a very good chance. Philly's pretty good. Mariners, not so great, but says they're not necessarily toast, per se. So of these other four teams, Mets, Astros, Cardinals, and Yankees, and you can probably guess by now if you're thinking records, who does Will Leach say basically will be just fine, make the playoffs, and two that will not? Pitch swung on, lifted high in the air, center field. It has gone over deep. That's going to go into right field. Boy, it's tough to tell from here. And Enriquez will haul it in. Both guys broke on that ball. But Enriquez will make the play in right. One on and one man down. Cooper Bowman flies out. And here's Lawrence Butler. Well, Will is, and I think everybody on planet Earth would agree that the Astros, and they're not off to a terrible start, but obviously they're less than what they kind of projected to be. Pitched down and in for a ball. But he thinks the Astros will be just fine. He thinks the Mets are, as he said, they are definitely a playoff team. So he thinks those two will rebound just fine. Again, three others that he thinks have a chance. Bouncing ball towards second. Might be two. Flip to short for one. Relay is going to be off the glove of the first baseman, Castillo. Tried to backhand the pick and could not make the play. So Lawrence Butler reaches on the fielder's choice, but out at second base is Michael Goldberg, 4-6. Relay from Lawler, a little short. Castillo tried to backhand it, but ball deflected off his glove. So Lawrence is on, but there are two men down. Now Brett Harris. Brett go for two in this game. He has popped out to second and fouled out on that very good play by first baseman Nathie Castillo. One on, two out, 5-0 Amarillo. Pitch drops to the dirt, blocked nicely by Del Castillo, the catcher, 1-0. Well, Will Leach says that for the Cardinals, it's just been so far just a disaster. And his feeling that they have little of any chance is basically on a lot of data just where they are. And how good you'd have to be to make the playoffs from here. Pitch up high ball, 2-2-0, so he thinks the Cardinals are, I think, 500, but not much beyond that. Called strike to Brett, 2-1. And Will Leach will anger a lot of folks back east. He thinks the Yankees are going to find themselves out of the playoffs in that amazingly tough division, which Boston now is playing really well. Leach, his comments today, really good article. Pitch down low, 3-1. He said the Yankees are a good team, just not good enough. And, of course, it's only May 10th, and they play through September. But, boy, a start can have a lot to do with it. Pitch to Brett. Nope, that misses. That's ball four. So he continues to get on base. 16 walks against 13 strikeouts for Brett. First and second of the runners. The batter is Darryl Hernandez. Darryl 1-for-2 in this game to get a visit to the mound. And a clap of the hand would indicate that, yeah, that's going to be it for Chad Patrick. But again, pounds his fist into his glove. I think he's probably, well, I know, and come to think of it, obviously what he is saying, he has two outs in the fifth inning and a 5-0 lead. But he comes out of the game on pitch count, so that's why he was slapping the glove. But that's a really good outing for him. Again, he was 0-5 coming in with a high ERA, but he goes 4 2/3 and does not allow a run at this point in time. He leaves with two men on. Gave up four base hits in this game. He walked three, struck out six. And Darryl Hernandez will be the batter with two men on and two men out in the inning. So the Sod Poodles will go to the bullpen. And the Hounds with some opportunities in this game. We'll look at the uniform number. They've got Fancy Dan uniform numbers on these pointy boots uniforms. And I do believe that is Austin Pope, the right-hander, who will come on to pitch. And he becomes the pitcher of record. The Sod Poodles in this game with 4 2/3. Man, that's got to be frustrating. Chad Patrick, I mean, you think about it, his first five outings, 0-5 with a 10 ERA, and he goes 4 2/3, does not allow a run, and he's probably knowing that he's running out of available pitch count in the gas tank, but he walks the last batter he will face. Had he gotten one more batter, would have been eligible for a victory, but at this point he will depart after 4 2/3, and he's going to knock the ERA way down, depending on what happens here with Darryl Hernandez to the plate. I was reading that Will Leach article today. It's fascinating. Fan graphs is something I use for some basic stuff. I don't explore the deeper end of the pool. But those folks, my goodness, the numbers they put together and all of the stats that are spun out anymore. Boy, the computer has had an effect on the game of baseball, hasn't it? Almost scary. Here's Darryl Hernandez now, right-handed hitter. Takes way up high for a ball from Austin Pope for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Bullpen overall has been very solid for the Sod Poodles in 2023. Starting pitching hasn't gotten into the fifth inning all that often, about half the time. It's just inside for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Austin, who is a New York native out of White Plains, New York, 15th rounder out of Fairfield by the Diamondbacks, 2019. 2-0 count, 2-on, 2-out, 5-0 Amarillo. Darryl with a big swing, fouls it back, it's 2-1. Hernandez has struck out and hit a flare single to right field. Austin Pope making his 10th appearance all out of the bullpen. 1-0 with a 3.95 ERA. 12 hits and 13 2/3, 6 walks, and then 19 strikeouts. So, strikeout and a half per inning. The right-hander delivers, only finds the outside corner here with a good breaking pitch. It's 2 balls, 2 strikes. Third consecutive inning in which the Hounds have had two men on base. And obviously they have yet to cash in. Austin Pope, that glove right up against his face as he looks in for the sign. Has it, comes set, breaking ball, check swing. Did he go? Nope, did not. Boy, that was close. And a pitch back to the screen. So 3-2 count. Wild pitch will allow Harris to get down to second base into scoring position. And the count is full to Darryl Hernandez. First base now open. Denzel Clark on deck for the Hounds here in the fifth inning. Still trying to break through and whittle into that 5-0 advantage that the Sod Poodles hold. Pitch to Darryl, but that pitch was in on him. He fouled it away. A fastball at 94, and that was running in on the right-handed hitter. And kind of fought it off and fouled it off. 3-2 count. Morris Butler advancing to third, forgive me. Oh, goodness. Here's the stretch now by the right-hander, Austin Pope. One on, two out, 3-2 count, second time. Mr. Darryl, hard hit ball, right side, base hit into right field. Darryl Hernandez, my goodness, and the boy, both runners going to score on that. Brett Harrison advanced course, and there we go. Forgive me. Butler advanced to third of the wild pitch. Brett Harris the second. So a two-run single here by Darryl Hernandez. I owe you one, Darryl. And, boy, that base on balls and how frustrated the Chad Patrick was, all the more so now as those two runs will score. They both go to him. When Hernandez, two for three, two more RBI. I'm going to recount that for you in a moment. Pitch down and away, ball one to Denzel Clark. 0 for 2 is Denzel. So single to right field, punched it in out of the reach of the second baseman, Ryan Bliss. Drives home two. Delivery, called strike knee high outside edge. So to count one ball and one strike out of Denzel. Pope comes set. Leading off first is Hernandez. He is bluffing, not going pitch. He's taking throw behind him, not in time, but it was close. So 2-1 to Clark. And when Chad Patrick left the game, remember, Brett Harris was at first on the walk, and Doris Butler at second, swinging a pop-up out of play. Two balls, two strikes. Boy, that ball, are they going to get there? That is out of our line of sight. Was that caught? My goodness, that is caught. That pop foul stayed playable. Denzel is out. That's the second. Really good play in foul ground. This one by Adrian Del Castillo, the catcher. Boy, that ball looked like it was headed for the roof from this angle. I'm going to look real quickly at the replay if they give us one. It just stayed in play, and again, just down and out of our line of sight, just below us. Del Castillo hauled that in. That's a really nice catch by the Amarillo catcher. To the chagrin of Chad Patrick, the Rockhounds do get on the board here. Two-run single by Darryl Hernandez, who continues to just be outstanding. Boy, he is as hot a hitter as there is in the league. So, to the bottom of the fifth we go. Village Car Wash score now reads Amarillo 5, the Rockhounds 2.
Might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Hey, fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Roiber Salinas back to the mound, and he fires a strike to Jared Watkins to lead it off, bottom of the fifth inning. Watkins with an RBI double and a run scored his first time up. Takes down and away into the dirt for ball one. One ball and one strike. So a 5-2 game, two-run single. Darryl Hernandez. This delivery got the inside part of the plate, one and two. It'll be Watkins then back to the top of the order for Amarillo. Delivery way up high and in. You know, throwing at 96 is Roiber. And, by the way, no activity in the bullpen. First inning, of course, he retired three in a row, but on the first pitch of that inning, Ryan Bliss, who's on deck, hit a home run. Pitch down and in, ball three, 3-2 now to Watkins. Jared is 2-for-2 with a double, a triple, and three runs driven in his season so far with Amarillo. He swings and sends a ball to second on the outfield grass as Bowman throws the first for the out. Cooper ranging to his left and onto the grass. Can't start there, of course, but makes the play. And Watkins retired, one man down. Top of the order, here's Ryan Bliss. Boy, he's had a game. He is 2-for-2. top hitter for average in the all of Double A. This kid is hitting 396 at this very moment. He's 2-for-2 with a home run and a double. Boy, and this one, woo, sails way high back to the backstop. One ball, no strikes. First pitch, bottom of the first inning. Bliss took one out to deep left center field. He doubled into the left field corner down the line in the second, stole a base and scored. He drove in a run with his double as well. Takes a strike here and count evens up at 1-1. Bruce was then thrown out at home plate trying to score on a would-be sacrifice fly. Really good play by Lawrence Butler. Line drive to left. Goldberg there. Michael makes the catch. So two men down in inning number seven. Here's Jordan Lawler. Daryl Vernays continues to, well, I mean, just absolutely amazed. And he's hitting over 500 now in his last six games, hitting better than 450 in his last 11 and driving in a ton of runs. First pitch swing, a foul away off the bat of Jordan Lawler. Including tonight in his last 12 games, Daryl Vernays hitting better than 450 and he has driven in 19 runs in that time in 12 games. Pitch up high for a ball. Count squares to Lawler at 1-1. Jordan has bounced to third and flew out to center field. That turned into an 8-2 double play on a great throw by Lawrence Butler. Pitch finds the inside corner, and the count goes 1-2. Lawler, the shortstop, the number two hitter in the order. Robbie Enriquez on deck. Two outs in the fifth inning. Rockhounds have cut into the lead. It is 5-2. And a check swing. Did he go? I think he did. Yeah, he's out on strikes. Boy, I think you really need to tip your cap to Roy Brusolinas. He had a rough, especially the second inning, but gave up five runs in the first two. And he has now retired the last 10 batters he has faced. And I would imagine his evening is probably done. We will see. So after five innings, totals coming up. Our Village Car Wash score of this game, Amarillo 5 and the Rockhounds 2.
Whataburger's sweet and spicy bacon burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, mmm. Melty cheese, I mean, who could say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce. Yes, please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The sweet and spicy bacon burger from Whataburger, just like you like it.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers.
We have played five, and it is 5-2 Amarillo, the strength of a four-run second inning. Grant Holman, who has just joined the Rockhounds, is warming in the bullpen, so he will come in. And I mention that because Roy Brusolinas, his numbers tonight will not look good. And, of course, the full performance is what it is. He went five innings, five hits, five runs all earned. He walked one, struck out four. Actually struck out five, including the last batter that he faced. But I think for Roiber, you have to feel awfully good about the resiliency in this performance because he gave up the four runs in the second inning. He was given up five through two innings and retired the last 10 men he faced. J.J. Schwarz leads it off and will go to the top of the sixth inning. 5-2 certainly changes the complexion of the game. With a two-run single, Daryl Vernays. Pitch, well, that's a high strike to J.J. Schwarz. We have a pretty good look at up and down. Inside and outside, we don't look, can't really see much, but a high strike to the right-handed hitter. J.J., a strikeout and a walk in this game. Austin Pope delivers. Well, that's a perfect pitch. Knee-high, outside edge, 0-2. So Austin Pope will be the pitcher of record. Well, those two inherited runners that scored, that had to be so frustrating for Chad Patrick. Part of the game, of course, but he'll give up two runs on four hits in four and two-thirds, and because he came out not eligible for a win, should the Sod Poodles go on to win this second game of the set. Pitch down and away, one ball and two strikes. shade J.J. the opposite way. Not overly so, but a little bit due to Sod Poodles. Big swing and a miss, and J.J. Schwarz out on strikes. A little five-game hit streak he'd like to continue, but he's 0 for 2. So strikeout for Austin Pope. And Grant Holman just up from Lansing. He takes the spot of Chase Cohen, who was promoted so deservedly, gets at last a chance at the AAA level. Does Chase? And Grant Holman will make his AA and Rockhounds debut here at Hodgetown. Not an easy spot. Stretch and pitch by Pope. Maybe up just a little bit to Jeremy Ironman. Jeremy 0 for 2. He struck out both times. Rockhounds first baseman. Nobody on. One man down. Sixth inning. Stretch and pitch and a big swing and a miss. And it's one ball, one strike. Austin Pope goes in at 6-3, 2-10. Right-hander delivers. Got the outside corner knee high. Tough pitch, one ball, two strikes. Jeremy looks back, some frustration at that call. Sean Sparling behind home plate from Mountain Home, Idaho. Trevor Matthews at first base from Venice, Florida. Pitch swung on, and that is sent foul up over our heads off to the right side, down in the right field corner and beyond. And the crew chief is Alex Nash from Atascadero, California. He's at third base. 1-2 count. Wind still blustery here. Pitch to Jeremy. Ground ball hit towards shortstop. Going to be handled there by Lawler. Throwing plenty of time for the out. Well, Jeremy Ironman has reached base in 16 straight, but he's 0 for 3 now in this one. So that's in some jeopardy. He will, one would assume, and come up one more time at least. And the batter is William Simonite. He has doubled and was called out on strikes his last time up. Simo, the Rockhounds catcher. Pope with the delivery, and that's way high and away for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Bases are empty with two men down. Check swing, did he go? Yep, he did. One ball and one strike. By the way, wrap up the thought on that article today, Will Leach on MLB.com, talking about the seven teams that made the playoffs last year and are off to iffy starts. I thought that was really kind of cool stuff. There's a swing and a fly ball to left center field. Center field coming on. That ball is going to drop for a base hit. Boy, it's tough to tell angles here. Simo reached for that a little bit. I don't know if we'll get a second look on a replay, but he reached for it a little bit and punched it. And center fielder D'Alessandro charged in but could not get there. So a base hit, that's 2 for 3 now for William Simonite. And it is one on with two down now for Michael Goldberg. Well, there's an article on ESPN.com today that is just flat nasty. It is specifically talking about the worst teams in baseball. There's a swing and a foul back, and yeah, it's going to be a long year in Oakland, that's for sure. But he picks on other folks as well, and the title is something has the word terrible in it. Might have awful in it as well, but boy, I mean, that's just nasty stuff today on ESPN. Talking about performances through early May. Swinging a foul back, and it's 0-2. Michael Goldberg is 1 for 2. Sent a ball sharply back through the box his last time up. Turned into a base hit. That turned into a run. Lawrence Butler replaced him on base with a fielder's choice, but that base runner did turn into a run, so Michael 1 for 2. Rockhounds left fielder. 1 for 2 in this one. He's 5 for his last 9 over 3 games. Stands back in after asking for his time. Lead off first, and that ball is hit towards shortstop. Going to be handled by Lawler. Underhands in time. Covering the bag is Ryan Bliss, a 6-4 put out. Force out at second. The inning is over, and Grant Holman jogs in toward the mound from the bullpen. He will take the spot of Roiber Salinas as we go to the bottom half of the sixth. But Amarillo holds on to a 3-run advantage in this game. And after 5.5, Village Car Wash score, the Sod Poodles 5, and the Rockhounds 2.
Internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to Astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag and crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Right-hander Grant Holman is on the pitch. And for Roymer Salinas, kind of a tale of two games. This Wednesday evening here in Amarillo, again, he struggled early on. He gave up 4 runs in the second inning, 5 runs total through 2, but then retired the last 10 batters he faced. So Salinas departs. Grant Holman will come on the pitch. Grant just joined the ball club yesterday with the promotion of Chase Cohen to AAA, as we mentioned. Grant out of the University of California. So he's a Bay Area guy, drafted in the 6th round, 2021 by the A's. He spent last year with the 2 single-A stops on the A's ladder and opened with Lansing this year, was really good with the Lugnuts. No wins or losses and a 0 ERA at advanced day for the right-hander. Holman delivers and just misses inside, ball one, as he faces Robbie Enriquez, who opened the 6th inning. Enriquez, Del Castillo, and De Los Santos, 3, 4, and 5 in the Amarillo order. Grant set, delivery, and that is sharply hit to center field, left center, a base hit. That's going to scoop through all the way to the wall. Rounding first on his way to second, Enriquez with a stand-up double. Boy, just a top spin, low line drive that got down between him and left center field. So after 10 in a row were retired, Sod Poodles get right back at it here with a double by Enriquez in the gap to left center. Batter is Adrian Del Castillo. He has a couple of really good catches, does the catcher tonight, but 0 for 2 at the plate, couple of strikeouts, left-handed hitter. Holman delivers down and in for ball one. 1 ball, no strikes. Grant with Lansing, 9 1/3 innings in 7 outings. Made a couple of starts, obviously very limited in terms of innings, but only 4 base hits, 4 walks and 13 strikeouts. Delivery here finds the inside corner. Good fastball at 94. 1 ball and 1 strike. Robbie Enriquez, the runner out at second base. Nobody down. Bottom of the 6th. 5-2 Amarillo. Holman with the pitch. That's bounced foul. Well wide of first base. A ball and 2 strikes to count. Davis and De Los Santos waiting on deck. Grant, a year ago, appeared in just 11 games. Well, he has worked his way back, but a very strong start in Lansing, and now gets the call up. Here's a swing and a miss, and Del Castillo now. That's a hat trick. 3 straight strikeouts for the Amarillo cleanup batter. 1 man down in the inning. First strikeout at the double-A level for Grant Holman. And the batter is Davison De Los Santos. Right-handed hitter has walked, scored, and also fouled out to first baseman Jeremy Ironman. He takes ball one. 1 ball and no strikes. You heard it just a couple of moments ago from Astound Broadband, and our road to the show, really cool. Performance by a former Hound. Backup pitch called strike. 1 ball, 1 strike. The A's have just completed a stay in New York, and yeah, the Yankees did indeed sweep them. But in Tuesday's, 10-5 was the score. Does that sound right? 10-5 Yankees win over the A's. A swing and a miss on a pitch down in the zone. One ball, two strikes. De Los Santos chasing a little. Young man hit three home runs for the Yankees. Guy who played for the Rockhounds in just last year, 2022. Jordan Diaz, a three home run game at Yankee Stadium. It's a swing and a bouncer foul. It's still 1-2. That in itself, I mean, that's whether you like the guys in New York or not. And if you can say you had a three home run game at Yankee Stadium, man, that's pretty good scrapbook stuff. Not many guys can ever say that, and Jordan did it. Mark Kotze, the A's manager, said, kid can hit, and he really can with some pop. And for Jordan, it was really doubly special. Pitched another chopper foul at the plate. He grew up in Jordan in Colombia, and he would watch American baseball with his granddad and most of the international games, because I'm sure the popularity of the team, most of the broadcasts, a good number, were the Yankees. And so he grew up watching Yankee baseball. Pitch a swing and a miss. Boy, good fastball at 95, and he elevated a little bit. Grant Holman with his second straight strikeout. So a leadoff double, and now two whiffs. Jordan grew up a fan of Derek Jeter, among others, after, you know, watching with his granddad. And they would talk about Yankee Stadium, and Jordan, of course, became a very good baseball player, and with the dream of playing there is a swing and a foul back. There's a, I'm trying to think of where the article might be. I want to give credit where credit is due. I think, again, it's MLB.com, but they talk about Jordan arriving at the ballpark and hours before game time going out, and he stood on the roof of the Yankees dugout, or one of the dugouts, I guess it wouldn't matter which, and just looked at the ballpark, pitched down and away for a ball. He said he thought about his granddad and all those times that they talked about Yankee Stadium, and he would dream of playing there. And not only did he play there, hit three home runs in a game. Boy, the stuff of dreams. 1-1 pitch by Holman, bounced foul at the plate. Tim Tawa over the top of it. Tim, the left fielder, he is doubled, driving in a run and scored. That was in the fourth inning. And he flew out to left field his last time. Tower the batter. Runner in scoring position with a leadoff double is Robbie Enriquez. But a pair of strikeouts since. And now a 1-2 count here to Tim Tower. Bottom of the sixth inning, Amarillo 5, Rockhounds 2. Enriquez the walking lead. Grant comes set. Hands letter high. Gives a look out at second base. Delivers. Got him! Swing and a miss. Boy, a leadoff double, and then three consecutive strikeouts for Grant Holman. He's over and gives the glove-to-glove bump with catcher William Simonite. So a very impressive debut by Grant Holman as he strikes out the side after giving up a leadoff double. So we've played six to the top of the seventh inning we go. By the way, I'll give you another number on that Jordan Diaz performance. Pretty impressive yesterday in the Bronx. Village Car Wash score through six. Sod Poodles 5 and the Rockhounds 2.
VIP Sports Getaway is the official transportation provider for the Rockhounds, and they can be your getaway too. Cowboy fans, check out our packages for the 2023 season. They include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages. VIP Sports Getaway offers Rangers baseball packages, too. To find out more, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three quarter tons, one tons, two and four wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Sundays are family days with the Hounds. Get 5 tickets for just $25 with a coupon from the Saturday edition of the Midland Reporter Telegram. Family Sundays are made possible by Academy Sports and Outdoors and by All American Chevrolet of Midland. Game time is 1 o'clock at Momentum Bank Ballpark. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Top of the seventh and top of the order. Cooper Bowman will lead it off. Lawrence Butler and Brett Harris to follow. Counts down 5-2. Cooper 0 for 3. Takes one just off the outside corner, perhaps. One ball, no strikes to count. Cooper, a couple of, I guess one foul out, a strikeout, and a flyout. There we go. Takes a strike in the knees on the outside corner. It's 1-1. Sawboodles have made 3 catches in foul ground in this game, and 2 of them were just terrific. Helping out the pitching staff that way in this 5-2 lead. Pitch is swung on, and Cooper sends one in the air out in the shallow center. Second baseman Bliss, and he's got it. Boy, he slips and actually kind of backpedals and falls down, making the catch. There's a lot of wind out there. Double check between innings, anywhere from 27 to 29 miles per. So the pop-out handle by Bliss. Cooper Bowman 0 for 4. Hasn't hit for average, a high average that is, but he's been hitting on base in 8 straight, 12, 13. But that's a guy the Rockhounds really want on base because of his speed and base-stealing abilities. Now Lawrence Butler takes maybe a little bit inside for ball one. Lawrence is 1-for-2, a single, a walk, and reached on a fielder's choice and later scored. There's a tremendous outfield assist in this game as well. In an 8-2 double play. Chopper down the third baseline, and that is a just foul. That's foul ball wide of the bag at third base. One ball in, one strike. Lawrence Butler. Jordan Diaz yesterday, 3 home runs at Yankee Stadium. We mentioned what a great, just a personal story that is for him, and of course for a baseball player. Well, that's scrapbook time. He's the second youngest A's player. That goes back, remember, that's Philadelphia, Kansas City, and Oakland A's. Butler swings it and sends a line drive into right field, a base hit. Enriquez will make the play, but Lawrence Butler with his second base hit of this ballgame. So Lawrence 2-for-3. One man on, one man down. Third base hit allowed by Austin Pope. And now here's Brett Harris. Brett is 0-for-2 with a walk and a run scored. Mickey Cochran is the only younger player, a catcher from years gone by, Hall of Famer. Here's a ball. That's it. Sharply hits the umpire. Wow, you do not see that very often. That ball sharply hit by Brett Harris. That's our crew chief, Alex Nash. And, of course, the crowd will boo him, but my goodness, I mean, that ball was ripped. And I think, let's see, are we going to have a, maybe going to have a discussion on this? I think Sean Roof is going to come out, or is this just maybe pitching coach? Yeah, I don't think there's anything to discuss there. Ball hit the umpire, so the ball is dead. Brett Harris at first. And Lawrence Butler at second base. And that will bring a pitching change here as Austin Pope's day is done. Well, you don't see it very often, of course. Umpires very aware, and they usually can get out of the way, but the ball is hit that hard. Alex Nash, our third base umpire and crew chief, was between the pitcher and second baseman in that case. The ball did strike him. So we'll check the new pitcher. Hounds will bring the tying run to the plate in this game. Down 5-2. And Sod Boodles playing this evening as the pointy boots. We'll get a left-hander out of the bullpen. Darryl Hernandez will be the batter. So this isn't a situational change. Of course, you don't see that many of those in the minors anyway. Andrew Saul Frank will be the new pitcher. And to face a guy who has really been so good for the Rockhounds, Darryl Hernaez, had a couple of home runs yesterday in this series, and he's just been tremendous. We mentioned over the last, two or three weeks. So Saul Frank comes on in the seventh inning. He will inherit runners at first and second. There's one man down in this inning. It is a 5-2 ball game. So that will be four base hits allowed. Double check the box here on Austin Pope. Pope came on, got the last out of the fifth inning, so he will go 1 2/3. Brett Harris does get a base hit, of course, on that. The ball striking the umpire. It is then a dead ball base hit. No walks, one strikeout, one wild pitch for Austin Pope. Brett Harris rather quietly in this game is now 1-for-3 plus a walk, but again, on base, 2 out of 4. He's remarkable that way. Now Hernaez. 2 on and 1 out. Takes a called strike from the left-hander, Saul Frank. Harris at first, Butler at second. They scored on the Hernaez single in the fifth pitch. Down low, boy, in the dirt. That is a wonderful block by Del Castillo. He blocks the ball up the third base line so the runners cannot move up. When Austin Pope came in relieving starter Chad Patrick, there were runners at first and second. He threw a wild pitch, and that allowed Harris and Butler to move to second and third, even though I was slow on that. And that really set the table for Hernaez driving in two rather than one. Darryl swings, bouncer foul wide at third base. Down goes a ball and two strikes. Darryl Hernaez 2-for-2 in this game. As he faces Andrew Saul Frank. Indiana University product, sixth rounder of the Diamondbacks in 2019. Hernaez wheels the bat around a couple of times. Saul Frank delivers his pitch in the dirt, and Del Castillo stops that. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Denzel Clark in the on-deck circle for the Hounds. 5-2 Amarillo. Sod Poodles have not trailed. They put a run on the board in the first pitch. A Sod Poodle hitter saw in this game. They added 4 more in the second. Runners their leads. Pitch to Hernaez. Check swing. Did he go? Yep, he did. And Darryl is out on strikes. Fooled on a pitch to the dirt. And boy, that is a dangerous bat retired by Saul Frank on a nasty pitch down. So it is Denzel Clark. And Denzel, of course, that first 10 days as a member of the Rockhounds, just crazy. But he's 0 for his last 15. He hit it hard in the second inning of this game, lined out sharply to second baseman Ryan Bliss. Denzel takes a called strike, tough pitch, knee high, outside edge. Another good toss there by Saul Frank. So first and second, 2 men down. Again, Rockhounds have had opportunities in this game. A look at second, the pitch swing and a miss. Denzel now down in the count 0-2. Back-to-back singles with one out by Butler and Harris, but they are still there with 2 men down now and an 0-2 count to Denzel. Saul Frank comes set. Runners their leads. The left-hander with the 0-2 pitch, and he got him. Swing and a miss. So the Rockhounds miss an opportunity here, and boy, what a job by Andrew Saul Frank. Comes out of the bullpen with 2 men on and 1 man down, and he strikes out Darryl Hernaez and Denzel Clark back-to-back to get out of the inning. No runs on a couple of base hits. No errors, and there are 2 more men left on base. Rockhounds have stranded 9 in this game. So we're bound for the 7th inning stretch, a little non-Googleable trivia with a sidebar to it. Into the middle of the 7th inning as they sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game here at Hodgetown and Amarillo. Village Car Wash score, the Sod Poodles 5 and the Rockhounds 2.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime.
The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Last of the seventh, Amarillo 5, Rockhounds 2. Andrew Saul Frank with an excellent job on the mound out of the bullpen. Grant Holman now will face the bottom third of the order. He gave up a double, then struck out the side in his first double-A inning in the sixth. Well, again, there's a little sidebar to this, but it was on this date, 1970, a great relief pitcher, one of the greatest of all time, Hoyt Wilhelm. He was a knuckleballer, and he became the first pitcher to appear in 1,000 games. And, of course, that's different pitcher and hitter, but 1,000 games as a pitcher, pretty amazing number. Here's D'Alessandro now, leads it off. Looks to bunt and fouls it away, 0-1. So between 5 and 30, let's just go with that, 5 and 30. How many pitchers in big league history have appeared in 1,000 games? And there's a little sidebar to it. Not the most fascinating trivia, but there's a really cool sidebar. Swing and a foul out of play. 0-2 to D'Alessandro. Nick is 1-for-2. Well, he could be 2-for-2. Cooper Bowman flat robbed him of the hit his last time up, but he singled driving in a run and scored in the fourth. He swings and misses, and he is out on strikes, and that's 4 in a row now for Grant Holman. So one down, and here is Nathy Castillo, first baseman. He has struck out twice, both against starter Roiber Salinas. Between, what do we say, 5 and 30? How many pitchers in big league history have appeared in 1,000 games? Pitch up high for a ball. That's one ball, no strikes. Jared Watkins waiting on deck for the Sod Poodles. Sky darkening and breeze unrelenting. Right to left and flirting with 30 all night. Swing and a miss, and the count goes 1-1. And some weather, severe weather possible later tonight. Hopefully the game will be done by then. A swing and a miss, 1-2, and out again, 95. Could be the power of suggestion, but boy, those pitches really look like they have great life from the bearded right-hander. And now time called as Castillo will ask for his time. And Brad Briggs, strong kid. He's 6'6", 250. He's only 22 years old. Out of Chula Vista, California, and University of California. Swing and a foul back. Count stays 1-2. We'll give you this A, B to determine between 5 and 30 how many pitchers with 1,000 games. We talked about a sidebar just the other day. Here's a swing and a miss. Got him. That is 5 in a row struck out by Grant Holmes. Grant Holman, forgive me, Grant. Guy strikes out 5 in a row. Better get his name right. And joining the club yesterday and making his debut tonight. Really terrific start with Lansing and his debut here. He has now whiffed 5 consecutive batters. Delivers down and into Jared Watkins for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Watkins, left-handed hitter, as an RBI double and a run scored, 1-for-2. Checks his swing, takes a strike. Count is 1-1. In Major League Baseball history, 16 pitchers have appeared in 1,000 or more games. 16. That is all time. That is ever. So that's an impressive accomplishment anyway. Pitch. That's a called strike. It's 1-2. Of the 16, two of them attended Midland High School. We talked about them, in fact, yesterday. Mike Stanton and Mike Timlin. Swinging a pop high in the air to right field. There's no excuse. My goodness, where is that baseball? That's good. Started this to the right side of the bag at second. The wind took it. I missed it. Wind took it. Both. And the pop-up handled in shallow left field. That ball jumped off the bat, and I glanced to my right, and Denzel Clark was moving in as if he had a bead on it, but nope, had nothing to do with it. Pop up to the other side. So it is 6-6 retired by Grant Holman after the leadoff double. And I believe his evening will be done. There's activity with Calvin Coker in the bullpen. Now that is a tremendous debut, including five consecutive strikeouts for Grant Holman. So we have played seven. I'm telling you, the angles from this booth are just remarkable. But, man, that one, yeah. We played seven. Village Car Wash score from Amarillo. Sod Poodles 5, Rockouts 2.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit High Plains, a community with a convenient location and fabulous floor plan. In Midland, visit Wildflower, where style, elegance, and affordability complement quiet, comfortable living. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
We go to the top of the eighth. It's a 5-2 ball game. And for the Rockhounds, it'll be J.J. Flores to lead it off against left-hander Andrew Salfrank. Got a pair of strikeouts with two men on when he came in. J.J. swings line drive, and that is down the left field line. A leaping effort. Boy, I thought De Los Santos might have made that play. J.J. coming for second base, and he'll get there ahead of the throw. Extends his hit streak to a tidy six games and did it with a shot down the left field line. First pitch of the inning. Boy, De Los Santos made a terrific effort at that line drive toward the line. He ranged to his right, but De Los Santos could not get there. Double here for J.J. One man on the batter now, Jeremy Eierman. Jeremy 0 for 3, two strikeouts and a bounce out to shortstop. William Simonite on deck, 5-2 Amarillo here in the top of the eighth inning. Pitch settles in for a called strike, it's 0-1. With that base hit, Rockhounds 2 runs, 9 hits. Amarillo 5 runs, 6 hits. Game has been errorless. Amarillo built the 5-0 lead largely on the 4-run second inning. Check swing, foul ball pitch in the dirt. J.J. couldn't see it clearly to move up, so he'll hold at second base. Quick 0-2 count to Jeremy. Solo home run leading off the bottom of the first for Ryan Bliss, then the 4-run second inning for the Sod Poodles. Rockhounds got a 2-run single by Darryl Hernandez in the 5th. One on, nobody out here. Long look by Saul Frank at the runner. Pitch goes down on the way to Jeremy. 1-2 to Eierman. Teams play the next three evenings at 7:05, Sunday afternoon at 1:05. They do that in April and May here. Here's the 1-2. Jeremy takes, called third strike, got him. Well, for the first time in 17 games, Jeremy Eierman, unless he can get back up one more time in this game, get one more shot at it, but he will see a 17, or actually 16 game on base streak come to an end, and a good one it has been. Now William Simonite, one on, one man down. Check swing strike, could not hold up. One of the numbers in this game, and we've seen it a factor from time to time over the last couple of weeks, maybe 3 weeks for the Hounds, opportunities, but not able to cash in. Hounds have left 9 men on base. Swinging a bouncer towards shortstop. Bliss will know it's going to be Lawler. Makes the play. Throws the first of the out. Beautifully handled. That ball hit right up the middle. Second baseman Bliss, I thought, might make the play. Instead, it was Lawler ranging to his left. A really nice play and a good, strong throw. Advancing to third is J.J., but that's on the second out of the inning. Well, that was really nice. A really long reach to get that ball as well for Lawler. Beautifully handled. Two men down. Amarillo shortstop slapping a little leather. And a called strike to Michael Goldberg. So the leadoff double now. Still there with two men down. Calvin Coker warming for the Rockhounds. We'll back up Grant Holman. Terrific performance from Grant. Two innings, one hit, five strikeouts. And they were in succession. Count 0-1 to Michael Goldberg. 5-2 Amarillo. J.J. leads. Pitch down and away. Ball one. 1-1. Saul Frank again came on. Got strikeouts of Darryl Hernandez and Denzel Clark to end the threat in the seventh inning. Over to Goldberg here. Ground ball. That'll be hit to shortstop. Lobler makes the play. Throws. And, boy, just in time. High throw. But Castillo backpedaled off the bag after he made the catch, getting out of the way of the base runner. 6-3 play. Boy, that Lawler play, the ball hit by Simonite, a big one in this inning. That might well have been an RBI single instead. He turned it into an out, and no damage done. No runs, one hit, no errors, and a man left on base. We'll go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Calvin Coker will come out of the Rockhounds bullpen, and our Village Car Wash score will remain. The Amarillo Sod Poodles 5 and the Rockhounds 2.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the freedom is invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal: to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
Calvin Coker on in the last half of the eighth. Top of the order for Amarillo, Ryan Bliss, and he takes down and away for a ball. Bliss is 2-for-3 in this game, including a leadoff home run bottom of the first inning. And he, again, is the leading hitter in all of AA baseball. And he hadn't heard that at all tonight. Takes a called strike, and it's 1-1. Said last night he went 2-for-5, or yesterday afternoon. Went 2-for-5, and his average didn't budge. He came in at 385. You go 2-for-5, your average should go up. Pitch down and away, 2 balls and 1 strike, 2-1 count. Calvin Coker on in relief. It's a really good performance by Grant Holman in his double-A debut. Swing and a bounce in a line drive hit toward right field. That's a base hit. Bliss looks like he'll turn, and he will. Nope, Denzel got there in a hurry. Good throw to second, and Bliss will get back to the bag at first. Boy, good hustle by Denzel. But a 3-for-4 game for Bliss. Single to right field toward the line. Well, that is really good hustle by Denzel Clark, and then a very strong throw back into the infield. So Ryan Bliss, boy, just having a sensational start to 2023. And now here's Jordan Lawler. He's 0-for-3 in the game. Swings and sends one into left field, a base hit. First and second, nobody out. So just that quickly, Sod Poodles get after the Rockhounds have had a series of opportunities in this game. But Amarillo now 2-1 and nobody down in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Trying to add insurance, you would think 3 runs would be plenty, not necessarily in this ballpark. I'd love to add more, and here is Robbie Enriquez, who is 1-for-3. Has a double to left center field. He also ripped a line drive to center field that was caught by Lawrence Butler back in the first inning. Enriquez waits, and he takes down low for ball one. 1 ball, no strikes. So Calvin Coker in a bit of a jam here. 1-1 in 10 appearances, a 4.40 earned run average for the right-hander. Hooker's delivery. That'll get there. Settles in the heart of the plate for a called strike two. 0-2 to Enriquez. Calvin in 14 innings. 15 base hits allowed. He's added two to that. A couple of walks and 10 strikeouts. The runners take their leads off first and second. Pitch to Enriquez. High and away for a ball. 81 miles per hour from Calvin. One ball, two strikes. Sod Poodles have been quiet through much of this game after putting the four spot on the board in the second inning. Swinging a foul away. Foul tip through the on-deck area as well. One ball, two strikes. Roiber Salinas after giving up the five. And again, that's the damage that still has Amarillo on top. He retired the last 10 he faced. Grant Holmes came on, retired six of the seven men he faced. Third through the seventh inning, Rockhounds had opportunities, but they have picked up only two runs. The 1-2 set, Coker with a delivery to the plate, swing and a miss, going to pitch in the dirt. What a beautiful breaking pitch in the strikeout of Enriquez. Hounds have struck out 11 batters in this game. First and second, one man down. Adrian Del Castillo, he is the catcher. He has three of those strikeouts. Back just for a half second to our trivia from earlier. The 16 pitchers who have appeared in 1,000 or more games and some of the great names of all time and just some really very, very good pitchers who stayed. Obviously, you're in 1,000 games. You're doing one of the best pitchers of your generation. Swinging strike one to Del Castillo. Two of the 16, Mike Stanton, who is second all-time, and Mike Timlin, who is eighth, from the same high school, same era, Midland High School. That's 1/8 of that list coming from one high school. Now, is it time? Nope, violation. Pitch clock violation on Calvin Coker. One ball, one strike. Del Castillo, left-handed hitter. Runner at first, Jordan Lawler. Runner at second, Ryan Bliss. Pitch down and in, got away, and lead runner Bliss will move up. Boy, that is heady base running by Ryan Bliss. They both will move up. Lawler hesitated a moment, and he moved up on that pitch as well. Ball got down and away just a little bit. And when Bliss spotted it, he broke for third. And, boy, that changes the complexion of this inning for sure. Count is two balls and one strike. Runners at second and third. Takes the force out away. Takes the double play chance largely away. Infield in. And a bunt, a squeeze, a beauty. It'll get the job done. Coker underhands to Cooper Bowman. Covering. Squeeze play. 6-2 Amarillo. Boy, that was beautifully executed. So Del Castillo gets a sacrifice on the bunt. Bliss comes in to score. And advancing to third base is Lawler. Boy, that was nicely handled. Sacrifice goes 1-4. And that is a 6-2 ball game now. Strike call to the knees to Davison De Los Santos. So the wild pitch really set things up. Aggressive base running, particularly by Bliss, the lead runner. And then Lawler followed. Lawler now is at third, swinging a high fly ball right field. Drifting in Denzel. He's got it. Boy, lost his cap, but he's got it for the out. Ball bobbled just a little bit, but the Sod Poodles manufacture one here at Hodgetown. One run on two hits. No errors. One man left on base. And a perfectly executed squeeze bunt extends the advantage. Rockhounds will have the top of the order coming up in the top of the ninth, but they are down by a handful, or four anyway. And the Sod Poodles will go to the bullpen. To the top half of the ninth, Village Car Wash score, Amarillo 6 and the Rockhounds 2.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CUI total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sedona Ranch in Odessa, upscale home designs and resort-inspired amenities combine to create your perfect escape. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Right-hander Christian, such a great last name, Montes de Oca. Christian Montes de Oca, the Dandy. 23 years of age, 6'4", 230, out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. And he will face the top of the order with a 4-run lead, so it is not a save situation. De Oca, the right-hander, will face Bowman, Butler, and Harris, top third of the Rockhounds order, in the top half of the ninth inning. Cooper stands in, takes a strike right down the middle. 0-1 to count. Cooper 0 for 4. Deoka said with a big deep breath, the bearded right hand delivers. That ball is lined into right, but right there to make the catch is Enriquez. Cooper hit it sharply. Enriquez had it in his sights and in the glove. One up, one down. So Cooper 0 for 5. Fails to reach base for the first time in 9 games. The batter will be Lawrence Butler. Lawrence 2 for 3 plus a walk in this game. Also recent a fielder's choice and scored. Deoka's pitch is fouled straight back. Well, I don't know what that hit, but you can hear it from here. Fouled straight back toward the... Got a fancy area on this press box level right behind home plate. Whatever that hit, I hope it didn't break. 0-1 count. Butler waits from the left side. Deoka's pitch swung on and missed. Count quickly 0-2 to Lawrence. Hounds have left 10 men on base in this game. And again, boy, bullpen just did a terrific job. And as I mentioned, Salinas in his last 2 innings as well. In his last 3. Pitch down low for a ball, 1-2. But the 4-run second inning is precisely the difference in this game. 6-2 the score with it. Sod Poodles on top. 1 out, top of the ninth inning. Lawrence Butler waits. Pitch just a bit high. 95 on the fastball from Deoka. Three-year-old out of the Dominican. Right-hander's pitch drops down to the dirt. Count goes full now. 3 balls, 2 strikes to Lawrence Butler. So 0-2 has now become 3-2. Makes his 10th appearance of the year as a right-hander. 3.55 ERA. He is tough to hit. 5 hits in 12 2/3. Butler takes. That's down and in for ball 4. And the walks have been an issue for Sod Poodle pitching. Not so much tonight, just 4 walks. Not quite sure how this guy has a 3.5 ERA. 5 hits and 6 walks in 12 2/3. That's a whip of 0.87. again, he is really tough to hit. Opposition hitting just 119 against him. How does he have a 3.5 ERA? Pitch to the inside corner, called strike to Brett Harris, 0-1. Brett 1-for-3. With an infield single. He actually hit umpire Alex Nash. He's also walked. Swinging the ball, hit high in the air to right center field. Drifting over and inward is going to be the center fielder to handle it is D'Alessandro. There are two men down. So Brett flies out to center, two away in the top of the ninth. And here is Darryl Hernandez. He is 2-for-4 with a two-run single. I thought one of the biggest bits of pitching in this game was Andrew Saulfrank coming out of the bullpen in the seventh inning with 2-1 and 1 out and got Darryl. Hernandez has not only been hot for average of late, but driving in a lot of runs. Long set, and Dioka now steps aside. That was a little awkward, but he does bluff toward first base. Good that throw. Here's some barking downstairs. I don't think that was a balk. It was just an awkward-looking move to first. Pitch to Hernandez. And that will miss for ball one. One ball, no strikes. One on to two men down. And Amarillo did get a little insurance in that last of the eighth. Pitch up high for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Well, that's the second squeeze bunt we've seen. And this season, Jeremy Ironman had one in Springfield for the Rockdowns. Boy, they're just beautifully executed, both that one in Springfield and this one here tonight by the Sod Poodles. That pitch will miss, and that's ball three, 3-0. Denzel Clark will be the man on deck, but again, there are two down in the inning. A stretch and pitch, and that is right there for a strike. 3-1 goes the strike. Give us this downstairs mic here, and all of a sudden there's some guy right next to it yelling, "Thank you very much, sir. Have a good evening." Three balls, one strike, pitch fouled back. It's 3-2. Trying to think where it is, which stadium. It's one that we don't go to anymore, one of the older ones that always stands right below the broadcast location, the only place you can have your outdoor microphone, and where you used to get conversations on the air. 3-2, pitch swung on. And that is drilled into center field. That is a base hit, and Butler will come across to score. But Darryl Hernandez just continues to just be a wonder. I've got to get a second look at that ball. It got under, maybe between second baseman and shortstop Lawler and Bliss. Jumped off the bat. And I didn't have the best look at that. I don't suppose they'll replay it. Of course, that was a Rockhounds player doing it. So now a visit to the mound. Amarillo certainly did not go away last night. Rockhounds have shown themselves to be a team that does not go away easily. It's a 6-3 game in the ninth inning. RBI for Hernandez, his third of the game, his eighth of the series, which is two games old. And five ribbies matching a career high. Butler coming all the way around. Man, that's flying. I was really hoping they'd give us a second look at that ball. Just wanted to see it off the bat. And sometimes this angle, again, makes things that you take for granted a little more difficult in terms of what you're watching on the ball field. Here is a strike to Denzel Clark, 0-1. So 6-3. All three RBIs for Darryl Hernandez. He's on his first with two men down. Clark takes low and away. Darryl will take second on defensive indifference. Denzel 0-for-4 in this game, and reality is kind of caught up with him. He swings and sends a ground ball to third, and that is booted. It'll be first and third. The error on De Los Santos. Now the Hounds will bring the tying run to the plate. So the game's first error It's a fielding error to Davison De Los Santos. Darryl Hernandez did advance to third base. And now here is J.J., and he will be lifted for pinch hitter Greg Dykeman. A left-hander with some power up there, and again in this ballpark. So Greg Dykeman will be the pinch hitter. J.J. finishes 1-for-3 with a double and a walk. First and third on the runners. It's a 6-3 game. Dykeman homered yesterday. Top of the second inning, the first run of the 11-9 win. Dykeman takes, strike over the inside half, and it's 0-1. Hounds, as we have mentioned, have a five-man bench as well, so Bobby has a lot of latitude right now. Delivery to Dykeman. Wow, that's called strike two, and Greg a little surprised at the call, but he's down in the count quickly, 0-2. 2-1, 2-out, top of the ninth, 6-3. Montes Tioca with the stretch and the pitch to Dykeman. That's up high for a ball, 1-2. 96 with a fastball, but it was up. Greg Dykeman, left-handed hitter against the right-hander. Montes Tioca with the set. The 1-2 pitch up high. Boy, not by much. Crowd will hoot at that. Maybe away. Tough again. Inside, outside. We can't really tell from here. Pitch might have been a little up. 2-2. Are they going to replay this one? Oh, that was wide. It was wide. It was a really nice framing job by Del Castillo. 2-2. Dykeman waits. 2-on, 2-out. Pitch to Greg. Swing and a miss. Got him. Ball game is over. Well, as the Cy Poodles did yesterday, the Rockhounds hanging around and rallied a little bit in the ninth inning. Darryl Hernandez continues his outstanding stretch of late. Boy, his last 2 or 3 weeks, he's been as good as anybody in the Texas League, maybe as good as anybody in minor league baseball. It's one run, one hit, one error. Two men are left on base. So the Hounds, and boy, the number will jump out at you. They leave a dozen men on base in this game, and Amarillo wins it by the final score of 6-3. So this series is even up at a game apiece. The Oil Pan Trophy, the Oil Pan Cup for this season, is even up at a game apiece, at least right now. Two games into this set in the panhandle. Sod Poodles, a four-run second inning is the difference. They go on to win it 6-2. So, gentlemen, Sod Poodles, Ruckus, one and all, this bud's for you.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime, the choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
For the Rockhounds, 3 runs on 10 base hits, no errors, 3-10-0. Amarillo, 6 runs on 8 hits and 1 error, 6-8-1 for the Sod Poodles. So those would be the final numbers. The interesting, Sol Frank will be credited with the win in this game. I guess he was maybe the most effective, and he said he was really very key coming out of the bullpen. So Sol Frank will be credited with the win. The loss will go to Roiber Salinas, who falls to 1-2 for the Rockhounds. We kind of wondered when this game began. Again, the wind right to left, and it has been anywhere from 25 to 30 miles an hour all night, but nobody got the ball out of the ballpark. A couple of close calls, but I'm sorry, only one, rather, after the first batter of the ballgame for Amarillo. Forgive me, of course, Ryan Bliss with the solo home run. Kind of thought tonight might be one of those games like yesterday when 7 baseballs got out of the ballpark, but not today. Just the solo home run by Bliss. First pitch, bottom of the first inning, his 5th of the season. So Sol Frank is now 2-0 with a win. Salinas takes the loss 1-2. This game was played, and Boy, the pitch clock meets Hodgetown, 2 hours, 20 minutes. I didn't think that was possible here. 4,495, watch it. So Amarillo now will improve to 14-15, back within a game of 500. Rockhounds fall to 16-13, so their lead over the Sod Poodles is 2. Frisco will remain 3 games back in this still fairly early going of the 2023 season. Back with a quick second look in just a couple of moments. And from Amarillo and from Hodgetown, our final Village Car Wash score of this game, the Amarillo Sod Poodles 6 and the Rockhounds 3.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on moist. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
If you love HEB, but don't always have the time for shopping at HEB, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry pick the produce, get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My HEB app today and start shopping at HEB, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from ad in store. See HEB.com for details.
When Ryan Bliss homered in the bottom half of the first inning, kind of bolstered those thoughts that we might have one of those really wild ball games with a whole big bunch of home runs flying out of this ballpark, because it can happen here. But as it turns out, only one home run, and it is a four-run second inning that does most of the damage for Amarillo in this ballgame. A leadoff walk to Davison De Los Santos. Tim Tawa will follow with an RBI double. Nick D'Alessandro with an RBI single goes to second on a throw. And then with one man down, Jared Watkins, an RBI double to right field. He will score on Ryan Bliss's second RBI of the game. This one on a double down the line, and that made it a 5-0 game. Jordan Lawler sent a fly ball to center field with Bliss at third base and one man down. Defensive moment of the game for the Rockhounds. One of two, really. But Lawrence Butler comes up with a terrific throw from center field through a very strong wind, enough to get a very quick runner in Ryan Bliss at home plate. 8-2 goes the double play. Outfield assist for Lawrence. But it was a 5-0 game, and in the end, that would stand up. The Rockhounds, meantime, had opportunities. Roiber Salinas really settled in after that rough start of 5 innings. He will retire the last 10 batters that he will face in this game. In that time, Rockhounds had a leadoff double from William Simonite in the third with a two-out walk to Lawrence Butler, two men on. A leadoff single by Daryl Hernandez in the fourth and a one-out walk to J.J. Schwarz. The back-to-back strikeouts by starter Chad Patrick got rid of that rally. Rockhounds get a leadoff single from Michael Goldberg in the fifth. And on with one man down, a bouncing ball, Lawrence Butler will reach on a fielder's choice. So it's one on and two men down. But Brett Harris will walk. That'll be really frustrating for Chad Patrick. The starter went 4 2/3 with a 5-0 lead. But on the walk to Harris, his pitch count is up. He is relieved by Austin Pope. And Daryl Hernandez, after a wild pitch, puts runners at second and third. Hernandez with a two-run single. So Chad Patrick missed the opportunity at being the pitcher of record, and he wound up giving up two runs on the inherited runners. Hernandez with a single. Hounds had a one runner on in the sixth with a two-out single. Two more runners on, though, in the seventh inning. It was back-to-back singles by Lawrence Butler and Brett Harris, but that rally will also go by the boards as Andrew Salfrank came out of the bullpen, struck out Hernandez and Clark back-to-back. That was really, really a big moment in this game. At that time, it was still a 5-2 game, tying run at the plate, but Salfrank was terrific, struck out back-to-back batters, and in fact, is credited with the win. Amarillo adds a run in the eighth inning, a little insurance on a beautifully executed sacrifice bunt, the squeeze by Adrian Del Castillo. Rockhounds get a run in the ninth, another RBI for Daryl Hernandez. Hernandez has just been remarkable in a lot of respects of late, so he drives in all three Rockhounds runs. Hernandez finishes 3-for-5 in this game. And Lawrence Butler had a two-hit game. He went 2-for-3, and William Simonite, who was a late addition to the lineup, went 2-for-4 in this game. Ryan Bliss improves his average. Are you kidding me? Kids hitting .398, and it is the 10th day of May. That is tremendous. He was 3-for-4 with the solo home run and 2 runs driven in this game was Ryan Bliss. So he is, when you say flirting with 400, 398 through the first 29 games of 2023. Game number 3 of this series will be tomorrow evening, 7:05. Ryan Cusick was originally the starting pitcher scheduled for yesterday. He was not feeling well, so I don't know, we don't know when he will be returned to the rotation. But unless it is Ryan, it'll be Jake Walkinshaw, 1-3 with a 4.85 ERA, and he will go against Danny Olivero, who is 1-1 but a 7.45 earned run average for the Sod Poodles. That ball game will start at 7:05. We'll see you just ahead of 7. Same thing on Friday and on Saturday evenings here in Amarillo. Rockhounds will come back home on Tuesday. We'll talk more about that tomorrow during our broadcast as the Hounds will be heading for home after the Sunday afternoon game, going to host San Antonio next week at Momentum Bank Ballpark. For now, that will wrap up this ball game in Amarillo, 220 at Hodgetown. Rather remarkable for all of us with the Rockhounds. Bob Hart's at Hodgetown with the final score reads the Sod Poodles 6 and the Rockhounds 3. And until tomorrow, we'll say goodnight, Red. Goodnight, Leo. Goodnight, Mr. Scully. And we say goodnight, my friends, from the Panhandle.
And the game goes.
And I hit the wrong button. Can we say goodnight again? Oh, my heavens. It must be Hodgetown. It must be the Panhandle. My friends, take good care. Have a great rest of the evening. See you tomorrow just ahead of 7 o'clock for Rockhounds Radio.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets. Visit the Rockhounds store. And join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.